Let's pray in silence.
Chimoda.
Amen. In the name of Jesus, we begin our lesson by singing hymn 398.
就是声明开始我们课程，我们只唱诗398首。
Before we begin, we're going to pray and ask the Lord to guide us in our lessons.
我们要开始之前，我们要祷告，求主带领我们的课程。Still
going to pray.
一起跪下祷告。
In the holy name of Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉耶稣圣名说话。
I guess I have to introduce myself first.
想要在这里来介绍一下我自己。
I don't have an English name, so normally the brothers and sisters here call me FF, double F.
我没有英文名啊，所以弟兄姐妹都叫我 FF.
So my Chinese name is Fu Hua.
中文名就是胡华。
I'm a full-time worker of the UKGA.
我是英国总会的全职工人。
The church that I'm looking after is not London Church, but it's up north, northeast, that is in Newcastle and Sunderland.
现在所负责的教会是北部的 Newcastle 还有三达伦教会。
But my family is here in London.
那我家庭，我的家人是在伦敦。
If you look at the handout, the book here. You look at the handout.
如果我们看这个
sorry, you don't see my notes or whatever in this handout.
如果我们讲义教材，如果我们看教材的话，你发觉到传道的张传道的要讲的课程不在里面。
It's not that I'm being lazy.
不是因为我懒惰。
But this few months I'm a bit pressurized.
这几个月压力很重。
I'm pressured by Deacon Liu Chan.
陆家只是给我很多的压力。
So I'm sorry about that.
所以很抱歉。
I think this is the first year that I failed to produce any handout.
所以这是第一次没有教材。
So I hope you can forgive me.
所以请你原谅。
Okay, there's a slight change to the schedule.
所以那个安排表上有一些改变。
If you look at the schedule, the first lesson is supposed to be conducted by Preacher Qin.
今天的第一课应该是陈传道来去讲的。
I think he's still sick.
我想他生病了。
I think he's also like me. He's been greatly pressurized.
我想他好像跟我一样都是受很大的压力。
But he will take the lessons after the tea break.
他会就是茶点过后他会跟你们上课。
So basically I swap with him.
我跟他来去交换了。
Okay, for the next few days, I'm going to share with you the book of Isaiah.
这几天我会跟你来谈一下这本书《以赛亚书》。
This is a huge and massive book.
这是一本可以说是很广大的一本书。
It's not that I have I'm a specialist on this book.
我不是这本书的什么讲专题讲员。
I in fact can only share with you my limited knowledge, what I know concerning the teachings of this book.
我就可以把我有限的所认识这本书里面所认识到的跟你们来去分享。
I don't think I can finish the entire book.
我想我应该讲不完这整本书。
Maybe I will select a few themes to share with you.
或者我在这本书上我拿出几个主题来跟你们分享。
So the I think you need to do some homework as well.
我想你要做一些功课。
Otherwise, you will be too relaxed and doing nothing at night.
不然你晚上就很清闲哦，什么都不用做。
So, I tell you what I want you to do.
我要告诉你我想要你们做些什么。
Because I'm going to talk about certain themes in the book. Yeah.
因为在这本书上我要拿出一些主题来讲。
One of them is the vineyard the vineyard in the book of Isaiah.
其中一个主题就是这里面所讲到这个葡萄园子。
How many of you have read through the book already?
有多少个人已经读过这本书？
How many of you have read through the book?
有多少个人有读过？
Lawrence, some of the American sisters. Okay. How about the UK brothers and sisters?
英国教会的弟兄姐妹。
Okay.Can I ask you a question?
可不可以问你一个问题？
If you have read through the book,
如果你读过这本书的话，
What are the two key terms in the book?
这本书里面的两个重要的或者信息是什么？
字眼
是什么？
What are the two key terms in this book?
这本书里面的两个重要的字眼是什么？
Do you know what they are?
你知道他们是什么？
Okay, so if you do not know, please find out tonight. Spend some time to read through the entire book.
或者你今晚来去读一下，来找出这两个主要的字眼是什么。
Okay, one other thing that I would like to share with you is about Mount Zion.
另外一个主题就是关于这个锡安山。
So I want you to read chapter from chapter 15 onwards. Can you turn to chapter 15?
我们来看十五章。
Chapter 15.
以赛亚书的十五章。
Chapter 15, 16, 17,
15, 18, 16, 17, 18,
and 19.
19.
Okay. Now I think these few chapters are very interesting.
我想这几章是很有趣啊。
Because these few chapters talks about judgment, the proclamation of judgment against some of the foreign nations.
是神对外邦地的审判。
But many of the chapters here end up by mentioning Mount Zion.
但是这最后呢都会提到这个锡安山的事情。
I give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
We can read chapter 18.
我们看第十八章。
Chapter 18.
我们看第十八章。
Please read verse 7.
我们看第七节。
Isaiah chapter 18 verse 7.
十八章，以赛亚书十八章。十八章的第七节。
In that time a present will be brought to the Lord of hosts, from a people tall and smooth of skin, and from a people terrible, from their beginning onwards, a nation powerful and treading down, whose land the rivers divide, to the place of the name of the Lord of hosts, to Mount Zion.
当时这高大光亮的名，就是从开国以来极其可畏，分地界是天大的人。他们的地有江河分开，他们必将礼物奉给万军之神，就是奉到锡安山。
Like chapter 16 verse 1 as well.
或者十六章的第一节。
It seems that all these foreign nations somehow, be it historically or in the context of the church, attached to Mount Zion.
这个外邦族不管怎么样，就好像跟锡安城或锡安山有所联系。
Maybe this is something that we can think about.
这是我们可以来想一下的。
And I also want to share with you, if I have time, the basic concept of the work of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, in the book of Isaiah.
我们也可以从以赛亚书来看圣灵工作的这方面的认识或者观念。
Now, if you have time, yeah, I believe you have.
我相信你有时间。
I want you to read from chapter 60 onwards.
我要你读六十章。
60 to 66。
六十章到六十六章。
I think if we have time, we'll focus on this few chapters as well.
如果有时间，我们也来去讲一下这几章。
Basically, these are the things. These are the chapters that I would like to focus on.
这就是这几章，我希望能够跟你们来去讨论的。
Again, when I try to explain these chapters, I can only explain what I know.
当我来解释这些章这几章的时候，我只可以凭着我所知道的来向你们解释。
What I know may not be accurate.
我所知道的不一定是完全正确。
What I want to do is to share with you, and I hope that what I said will serve as a reference to you in your future works for God.
所以希望跟你解释之后，能够作为你们的参考，以后在在做神工作上的一个帮助。
Okay, now I'm going to briefly introduce the book of Isaiah.
来介绍一下以赛亚书。
Obviously, the book of Isaiah is written by the prophet Isaiah.
当然，以赛亚书是以赛亚所写的。
If you read chapter 1, verse 1,
如果我们看第一章的第一节，
here we find that he served in the ministry for many, many years.
可以说发觉到以赛亚先知可以说在这工作上已经可以说做了很多年。
At least over a period of more than 40 years.
可以说超过大概有40年之久。
Maybe over 4 different kings.
甚至是经过四个朝代。
We can see this in chapter 1, verse 1.
或者第一章第一节我们可以看得到。
Here he was a prophet in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, king of Judah.
这里说到他在乌西亚、耶但、亚哈斯、西西家做犹大王的时候。
Can I ask you a question?
可以问你一个问题吗？
Who are his contemporaries at the time?
他当时的
contemporary prophets.
他当时的同工或者是同时一起做先知的是谁？
Do you know who they are?
当时的先知还有是谁？
Anyone? No? Micah?
Yes. 你家
Hey? Apart from Micah?
除了米迦先知之外
Amos, yes.
Amos.
Hosea, okay.
Hosea.
Right. I think they are the contemporary of Isaiah.
是当时和以赛亚一起做先知的。
Okay. I think when you read Isaiah again, there are some interesting description concerning these kings as well.
在这里我们也可以看到以赛亚书看得到当时的讲论到当时的王。
We can look at two examples.
我们看两个例子。
We turn to chapter 6.
我们看第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书的第六章。
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lifted up, and the train of his robe.The temple.
第一节当乌西亚王崩溃的那一年，我见主坐在高高的宝座上，他衣裳垂下，遮满圣殿。
This is a very interesting description.
这是一个非常好的一个描写。
I think again, if you have time, you can think about it. What is the relationship between the death of King Uzziah in relation to the work of Isaiah?
那乌西亚王去世的时候，跟以赛亚先知的工作有什么关系？
We can also read chapter 14.
我们也可以看第十四章。
Chapter 14.
第十四章。
We read verse 28.
我们看第二十八节。
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 28.
十四章的二十八节。
This is the burden which came in the year that King Ahaz died. Again, we can think about the significance of this inclusion here. What is the purpose for Isaiah to talk about the death of King Ahaz?
那我们也可以想到为什么以赛亚会讲到这个亚哈斯王死的时候的，为什么讲到神的事情？
Something that we can think about.
就是我们可以来去思想的。
Okay, the book of Isaiah basically can be, as far as I'm concerned, can be divided into two major parts.
其实以赛亚书对我来讲可以分两个部分来讲。
Chapter 1 to chapter 39, the first.
第一章到39章是第一部分。
The second is from chapter 40, right up to the end of the book.
第二部分是40章到最后一章。
The first part is devoted to talk about the message in the time when this Assyria was probably the superpower.
可以说当时是讲到亚述国那时候是超强的大国的时候。
Chapter 40 onwards, the background is about Babylon.
40章之后就讲到巴比伦王。 背景是巴比伦王。
This is how we divide, how some of the theologians divide the book into.
就是有些神学家也是这样来去把这本书分出来讲。
Chapter 1 to chapter 39 and chapter 40 to chapter 66.
就是第一部分是第一章到39章，第二部分是40章到66章。
Some say this book of Isaiah is like a mini Bible.
有些人说以赛亚书就好像小型的这个圣经。
Chapter 1 to chapter 39 is likened to the first, like the Old Testament scriptures. Yeah? They are altogether 39 books.
有些人说第一章第39章就好像旧约圣经有39卷这样是旧约圣经。
40 to 66 altogether there are 27 chapters.
所以40到66章有27章。
They are like the New Testament scriptures.
就好像这个新约圣经。
Okay, so this is the basic division that I can give to the book.
就是大概从这本书将来去，就是说分配出来，分割出来。
Okay, now so before we touch on the theme, I think it is important for us to look at chapter 1 first.
还没有讲到主题之前，我们应该先来看第一章。
To me, chapter 1 is like a complete summary of the entire book of Isaiah.
对我来讲，第一章就是把整本以赛亚书总结起来。
I think this chapter basically tells us what the Lord wants to achieve for His kingdom.
这里告诉我们神对于他的国度的想要得到要求是什么。
I think this chapter is very clear about the will of God and what He wants to do for Mount Zion.
这里讲得很清楚，神对锡安山要做些什么事情。
Now, chapter 1, yeah, if we look at verse 2 to verse 8.
如果我们看第一章的第二节或大概到第八节的话，
Here it talks about the mindset of the people at the time.
这里讲到当时的人的那种当时的观念心态是什么样。
Their hearts towards God is very clear.
他们对神的那种认识，他们心态是怎么样。
This can be clearly seen in this passage.
从这里是可以看得到很清楚。
From verse 9 onwards,
从第九节之后,
Here it talks about the service that probably the priests, the leaders, the princes rendered in God's the temple, in God's courts.
这里是讲到那些祭司啊，那些国王那等等不同的官员啊，在神的院子里的那种侍奉是怎么样。
From verse 21 onwards to 31.
接下来到三十一节。
Here it talks about God's reactions or response towards these people.
就是神对这些人所做出的反应。
His response was not just immediate. In fact, it goes beyond the immediate environment at the time.
其实他的反应 不是当时即刻就反应，而且是超过当时的时代。
One thing in the minds of God is very clearly stated in this book in chapter 1.
第一章我们可以看到神的当时的他的想法是怎么样，是很清楚的。
We can read verse 21.
我们可以看第一节二十一节。
Chapter 1 verse 21.
第一章的二十一节。
How the faithful city has become a harlot. It was full of justice, righteousness lodged in it, but now murderous.
那个但忠心的城变为妓女，从前充满了公平公义居在其中，现在却有凶手居住。
I think this upset God so much.
这里使到神使到神很伤心。
God is going to turn this around.
神要把这个改变过来。
So when we look at the last few chapters of Isaiah.
当我们看到以赛亚书的最后那几章的时候。
In fact, it talks about this.
他也有讲到这件事情。
We can turn to, for example, chapter.We can read chapter 60 first.
我们先看第六十章。
Isaiah chapter 60.
以赛亚书的第六十章。
And then we can read also Isaiah chapter 62.
那我们还可以看六十二章。
We read chapter 60 verse 14, for example.
六十章的第十四节。
Chapter 16, verse 14.
六十章的第十四节。
Also the son of those who afflicted you shall come bowing to you, and all those who despise you shall prostrate at the sole of your feet. And they shall call you the city of the Lord, Zion, the Holy One of Israel.
是来苦待你们的，他的子孙都必屈身来救你，藐视你的都要在你脚下跪拜，他们要称你为神的城，为以色列圣者的锡安。
Eventually, this city of Zion will be greatly magnified.
最终这个锡安是会非常的光荣。
This Zion will be fully beautified by God.
神会使到它美丽起来。
We can also look at chapter 62.
我们可以看62章。
We read verse 11 and verse 12.
我看第十一节、第十二节。
Verse 11 and verse 12.
第十一节和第十二节。
Indeed, the Lord has proclaimed to the end of the world, said to the daughter of Zion, Surely your salvation is coming. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Pay attention to verse 12.
我看第十二节。
And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called, sought out, a city not forsaken.
人必称他们为圣民，为神的属民。你也必称为被眷顾不撇弃的城。
It seems that in chapter 1, because of the sins of the people of God, God has made up his mind to forsake his people.
从第一章我们看得到，因为选民的罪，神已经决定说要把他们弃绝了。
But in the mind of God, he's going to work on Mount Zion.
但是在神的脑海中，他是要在锡安城来去动工。
We know that this complete community of God did not occur in the time of Isaiah.
但是这个神的城锡安城不是在以赛亚的那个时代来去完成的。
This purpose of God came to pass in the context of the church today.
其实神的这个目的是。一直等到今天的教会才来去完成。
We turn back to Isaiah chapter 1.
我们看回以赛亚书的第一章。
Isaiah chapter 1.
以赛亚书的第一章。
We read verse 27.
我们看二十七节。
Isaiah chapter 1 verse 27.
以赛亚书第一章的二十七节。
Zion shall be redeemed with justice and her penitence with righteousness.
锡安必因公平得蒙救赎。其中归正的人必因公义得蒙救赎。
This is the mind of God.
这是神的这个计划。
He would never forsake his people forever.
他不会就是说永远抛弃他的儿女们。
He shall redeem his people.
他会救赎他们。
So when we piece these two points together.
当我把这两点联合在一起的时候。
It seems that from chapter 2 right up to maybe chapter 60, we can see the work of God.
所以从第二章一直看到六十章，我们会看可以看得到神的工作。
That's why I believe in this. I may not be right, okay? I may not be right.
这是我相信的，那不一定是正确的。
Like give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
If you turn to chapter 14.
我看第十四章。
We read verse 32.
我看三十二节。
Isaiah chapter 14 verse 32.
十四章的三十二节。
What will one then answer the messengers of the nation that the Lord has founded Zion and the poor of his people shall take refuge in it?
可怎么回答外邦的使者呢？必说神立了锡安，他百姓中的困苦人必投奔在其中。
The preceding verses of this verse here talks about God's judgment was about to come upon this Philistia.
这之前的这几节讲到神的审判要来到这个腓力士。
And miraculously here concluded by saying that Zion, the Lord has founded Zion.
但是接下来神却说神立了锡安。
So I believe that when we see that the idea of Zion is being mentioned in the book of Isaiah, probably we can relate it to the church context.
所以当以赛亚提到锡安的时候，可以这样说，就是说锡安是指教会来讲。
And maybe we can from there we can learn how God is going to save His people from different part of the world to come to believe based on the book of Isaiah.
从以赛亚书，那我们也可以看得到神怎么样从各国各族把那些人带来到教会，使他们得救。
Okay, we turn back to Isaiah chapter 1.
我们看回以赛亚书的第一章。
I feel that there are some at least two or three basic concept that we need to discuss here.
在这里第一章我们应该认识到两三方面的这个很基本的那种观念。
Now the first one is we read verse 12.
我们来看第十二节。
Because I feel that if I'm correct, okay, I feel that if we have understood all this concept, probably it will help us to understand other minor prophetic books as well.
如果我们有这样的观念的话，认识的话，我想我们在读那些别的先知书的话，就比较容易来去了解。
Maybe even when we study the book of Revelation, it becomes much easier.
或者我们查考启示录的时候，可能会更加容易的明白。
Verse 12.
我们看第十二节。
When you come to appear before me, who has required his this from your hand to trample my courts?
你们来朝见我，谁向你们讨这些，使你们浅达我的宴椅呢？
How did the people of God trample his courts?
那神的显明怎么来浅达神的宴椅呢？
Based on chapter 1.
从第一章来看。
It seems that because they offered a lot of sacrifices to God.
第一章我们看得到他们可以说是向神就是说做了很多的献祭的工作。
But their sacrifices appeared to be abominable in the eyes of God.
但是他们的献祭在神的眼中是可憎的。
Why is it so?
为什么呢？
Because their sacrifices were not in line with their life.
因为他们的献祭跟他们生活方式是不一致的。
There was a contradiction between the life that they lived and the sacrifices that they offered to God.
他们的献祭跟他们生活的方式是不能够相对的。
Like an example given is in verse 16 and verse 17.
就好像十六节、十七节所讲到的。
They were not just, they were oppressor, they did not defend the fatherless.
比如说他们是欺压的，他们没有为孤儿伸冤，为寡妇来辩屈。
So, I give you an example. We turn to Revelation.
我们看启示录，给你一个例子。
I'm not touching on preacher course lessons.
我不是在讲科传道的课程。
Because he is the expert on Revelation.
他是启示录的专家。
Okay, we look at chapter 11.
我们看第十一章。
Now we read verse 2.
我们看第二节。
But leave out the court which is outside the temple, and do not measure it, for it has been given to the Gentiles, and they will tread the holy city underfoot for 42 months.
啊，只是殿外的院子要留下，不用量，因为这是给外邦人的，他们要浅达圣城42个月。
So I believe that the trembling down here on the outer court is done by those who do not obey the will of God, but they are believers.
所以我相信这个浅达神的言语的是指那些相信神的人，但是不遵守神诫命的人。
Their life is not in line with the teachings of God.
就是他们的生活的方式跟神的教训是不符合的。
Maybe we can look at this, this idea in this way, okay?
我们可以以这个观念来从这个角度来看。
Do not always think that when we talk about trembling down of the court, do not always associate it with the Gentiles, those who do not believe in Jesus.
我们的观
The non-TJC believers.
我们的观念就是说，不要每次讲到浅达神的殿宇的时候，就指那些，就是说不信主、不是真教会的信徒来讲，外邦人哦。
As far as I'm concerned, based on Isaiah and Revelation, chances are that probably they are the believers of God.
对我来讲，从以赛亚书看再看启示录的话，我想这些人可能也是指着这些已经信了主的人。
So I think this is the first idea, okay?
这是第一方面的这个观念了。
I think there is one more example in Hebrews.
我们看另外一个例子我们看希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 10.
希伯来书的第十章。
Verse 29.
10:29.
Again, the idea of trembling down is mentioned.
这里讲到的浅达的事情。
Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace?
何况人浅达神的儿子将那使他成圣之夜的血当作平常，又圣曼施恩的圣灵，你们想他要受的刑罚该怎样加重呢？
So the trampling down here is actually done by those who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, those who know about God, not about Jesus.
所以这里讲到浅达的人是那些已经蒙神的宝血救赎、认识神的人。
So this is what, to me, this is one of the concepts in chapter 1 of Isaiah that we need to understand.
这是其中一个观念我们要有所认识的，在以赛亚书第一章所提到的。
The second concept.
第二个观念。
We can read also chapter 1.
我们看第一章。
We read verse 10.
我们看第十节。
Verse 10.
第一章的第十节。
Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the law of your God, of our God, you people of Gomorrah.
你们这所多玛的官长啊，要听神的话；你们这俄摩拉的百姓啊，要侧耳听我们神的训诲。
As we know that Sodom and the city of Sodom and Gomorrah appeared in the time of Abraham.
在亚伯拉罕的时代，我们知道是有这个两个城叫所多玛、俄摩拉。
These two cities had long been destroyed. In the time of Isaiah,
在到了以赛亚的这个时代，那两个城已经早就被毁灭了。
But the rulers here associated with the idea of Sodom.
但是这里的官长跟当时那就是跟所多玛的那种人的那种表现就是相似的。
We know that Sodom and Gomorrah represents immorality.
我们叫所多玛、俄摩拉代表着淫乱。
Defiance against God.
敌对神的一种象征。
So here we see that the people of God, even the ruler of God, have become rulers of Sodom and people of Gomorrah.
所以神的官长还有百姓成为所多玛的官长和俄摩拉的百姓。
Again, when we see that these two terms are used.
所以当这两个字眼这样用上的时候，
we must not always think that they refers to non-Israelite people or non-Israelite city.
啊，或者我们应该认识说，不是指着那些啊非以色列城或者那些百姓来神的百姓来讲。
Normally, as far as I know, in the book of Isaiah, that refers to God's people who sin against Him, who rebelled against Him.
我的认识就是在以赛亚书所讲到的这些人呢，是指着那些已经就是神的百姓相信神的人来去作孽，违背神。
Again, we can look at one example.
我可以再看另外一个例子。
We can turn to Revelation.
我们看回启示录。
Revelation chapter 11.
启示录的第十一章。
We read verse 8.
我们看第八节。
Revelation chapter 11 verse 8.
启示录的十一章的第八节。
And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified.
他们尸首就倒在大城里的街上，这城按着灵意叫索多玛，又叫埃及，就是他们的主钉十字架。
To me, when we explain this verse, we may not need to explain it in geographical terms.
当然是说我们来去解释这一节的时候，不是用地理的那个位置来去解释。
Because here it says spiritually is this place is called Sodom and Egypt.
因为这灵异，这里说到很清楚，讲到这灵异是叫做索多玛，又叫埃及。
How can we derive this spiritual significance?
那属灵的意思是什么？
We can base it on Isaiah.
我们可以用以赛亚书来看，
other minor prophetic books，
或者小先知书来看。
So these are some of the basic concepts that I feel is essential for our study of the prophetic books in the Old Testament scriptures。
这我觉得我们应该有的一些观念，当我们在读旧约圣经里的一些预言书信。
The third concept based on chapter 1.
第一章我们再看第三个观念。
The third concept.
第三个观念。
Actually, this is an exercise that I want you to do.
这是我要你们做的功课。
But if I let you do, I won't have anything to say.
那如果要你们做的话，那我就没有东西讲。
Then we have to close early.
那我们可以早一点下课。
Okay, chapter 1.
我们看第一章。
Verse 27 again.
我们看27节。
Remember earlier on I asked you a question?
记不记得先前我问了你一个问题。
I said, what are the two key terms in the book of Isaiah?
在以赛亚书主要的两个字眼是什么？
As far as I'm concerned, it records in verse 27.
对我来讲，这是在第二十七节所记载的。
The first one is justice.
第一是公平。
Yes, the second is righteousness.
第二是公义。
In fact, we can also see this in verse 21.
我们也可以在二十一节看得到。
In the past, it was full of justice and righteousness.
过去是充满了公平的。
But now, the city was full of what?Full of sins and injustice and unrighteousness.
过去是充满了公平公义，现在却是一些不公平不公义的事情，罪恶的事情。
Even when we study some of the basic ideas like the vineyard,
或者当我们讲到这个葡萄园子的事的时候
，the key idea is on justice and righteousness.
这主要的主题就是讲到这个公平和公义。
We turn to chapter 5, for example.
比如说我们看第五章。
We turn to chapter 5.
我们看第五章。
We read verse 7.
我们看第七节。
We'll go through it again, but I just want to show you.
我们会再来。
The idea of justice and righteousness.
我们再会会来再讲到，不过我们先来看一下关于这个公平和公义的事情。
This idea, in fact, is scattered all over the book of Isaiah.
其实这两个主题是在两个字眼是在以赛亚书到处都看得到。
For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the man of Judah is pleasant plant. He looked for justice, but behold oppression; for righteousness, but behold weeping.
问题是神的葡萄园是以色列家，他所喜爱的。就是犹太人，他指望的是公平，却知道是暴虐；指望的是公义，所以倒是冤声。
So when we study chapter 5,
so 我们读第五章的时候,
our focus should be on this.
我们的重点应该是在这里。
Because this is the direction that Isaiah has given to us.
这是以赛亚要我们来去, 就是说来去看的, 这个方向。
We should not think too much about, the vineyard song.
我们不需要再, 考虑太多, 就会想太多关于葡萄园的歌是怎么样。
Because this is the thing that God wants to see in the life of his people.
就是神要在他的百姓当中要看到的这两件事情。
Can you do an exercise?
你给我今晚做一项功课。
Okay, I want you to list down all the passages concerning vineyards or grapes or whatever, sour grapes or whatever in the book of Isaiah.
我要你在这以赛亚书来找出比如说葡萄园、葡萄树不管是甜是酸的你们都章节都把它写下来。
I think there are more than five, at least five or six.
我想最起码有五节或者六节有讲到这个。
To be fair, I have done the exercise myself already.
其实我已经自己先把它先有这样来去把它查过了。
I've done it, okay?
我已经有做了。
So, tonight, please.
所以今晚你们也这样来去做。
Let me count. More than 10 times, sorry.
是超过十次。
Yeah, more than 10 times.
超过十次。
So, please, do some homework.
我们做一些功课。
Yeah. If you want to go to Africa, then you must do your homework, huh?
如果要去非洲的话，必须要做一些功课。
Otherwise, next time when you submit your name, requesting to go to Africa, we may not consider you.
不然下次你说想要去的时候，提你的名的时候，可能就不会考虑你哦。
I'm only joking.
开玩笑。
Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. Just give you one more example.
我看另外一个例子。
Chapter 33.
33章。
Isaiah chapter 33.
33章。
We read verse 5.
看第五节。
This is the heart of God. It's what God wants to achieve.
这是神的心他想希望想要得到的。
The Lord is exalted, for he dwells on high. He has filled Zion with justice and righteousness.
神被尊崇，因他居在高处，他以公平公义充满西安。
So, based on all these verses, in fact, there are many more. Okay.
其实还有很多的这样的经节。
Maybe you can do one more exercise.
你可以再做另外一个功课。
Sorry. You can do one more.
再做多一个。
Yeah, tonight you go, before you go to bed.
那么睡觉之前。
List down all the verses that talk about justice and righteousness.
你可以把以赛亚书里面所记载的经节，关于公平公义的经节，全部写下来。
Please don't use concordance. It's not fair.
不要用目录不公平
Don't use your computer. I know.
不要用电脑。
There are many Bible software in your computer. Please.
电脑里面有很多，这关于圣经的这些。
Do you know why I asked you to do this?
为什么我要你这样来做呢？
I want you to read through it chapter by chapter.
意思就是说要你一章一章的来去读。
And then you jot it down one by one.
这样你每一节有记载到的，你就把它记录下来。
The reason is very simple.
理由很简单。
Because if you read through the chapter yourself.
如果你自己来去一章一章的读过的话。
Then you will understand exactly what that chapter is talking about. Why justice and righteousness are introduced.
这样你就明白为什么这一章在讲什么，为什么这公平和公义会提到。
Is it okay?
有没有问题？
Is it too much work?
会不会太多功课？
Or you want more?
或者你要更多？
have more than enough questions to give to you.
我还有很多就说问题就是功课可以让你去做。
If you're not happy, I assume that you wish to do more. Okay, that's why you're not happy. I have not given you enough.
如果你不开心的话，我认为你是说功课给的不够，要给多一点。
Are you okay?
没问题。
Smile, smile.
Alright, we turn back to chapter 1.
我们看回第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们看第一章。
I think based on the few concepts that we have talked about,
刚才我们提到的这几方面的观念。
I think basically we can come to understand what God requires of His church.
从这里我们就看得到神对教会的要求是什么。
If we talk about serving God, what should our attitude be like?
比如说我们讲到我们服侍神，我们的态度是怎么样。
Overall, how should the church be like?
或者整体教会应该是怎么样。
What level should the church attend to?
教会应该达到怎么样的这个标准。
We always talk about perfect church of God.
我们每次都提到这个完全的教会。
What is a perfect church?
这完全的教会是怎么样的？
When a church is filled with justice and righteousness, that is a perfect church.
当教会充满了公平公义的时候，这就是完全的教会。
That is the desire of the Lord.
这是神的愿望。
We hope that in our serving, in our service to God, we at the same time strive to be just and righteous as well.
所以在我们服侍神过程当中我们应该追求公平和公义。
I think this is the introduction to chapter 1. Some of the basic concept.
这是大概第一章的这个介绍这些基本的一种观念。
Plus, I don't think I'm able to explain all the concept to you because many of them I do not know. I do not understand myself.
因为有一些观念我也不明白，所以我不能够完全的全部的解释给你听。
So if you have any questions, please pen them down.And them to me.
如果你有什么问题的话，你可以写下来交给我。
I'll do my best to answer them.
我会尽我的力来去回答。
Is that okay? Alright. Okay, we say a silent prayer.
我默祷。
10 minutes break.
休息十分钟。
15